All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blizzard in Florida. Absolutely record-breaking weather. To give you an idea, there are parts of Florida right now that the previous, like in the last 100 years, snowfall total, record, 4 inches. They got 10. There are pictures like we've never seen before of snow on the beach. And the last 2 weeks have been, well, I should say 3 weeks, weird. Right? Because in South Carolina, look, we're used to some temperatures dipping down in the 20s and 30s over the winter. It's not unusual. But what is unusual is they're not coming back up. This happened for a bit last year, and it's happening again this year. Two snows in a week and a half. And the temperatures are freezing. 15 degrees, 20 degrees. It's like it's not South Carolina. It's weird. But I know somebody who does know what's going on. You're going to hear more about this. Tony Dale is with Common Sense Retirement Planning, where he usually helps you plan for your retirement. But he's also a recovering meteorologist who is really well known in this area. So I thought I would have Tony Dale back on to talk to us. Tony, you predicted what we are seeing right now. And we're seeing record-breaking weather, cold storms. But you say this is not climate change causing this. It's something nobody is talking about, because if they were, it would defeat the climate change narrative. So tell us about it. Why is this happening?
Well, first, something you just said, I think, is a good starting point. You said weather like we've never seen before. Well, a lifespan is what, 80 years?
Yeah.
So what we're talking about is weather, but what we're actually experiencing is climate. And it is climate change. Climate has been changing for hundreds of thousands of years. And so I want to talk to you a little bit about what is happening on the sun, because everything that's happening here is the direct result of the sun. So the sun goes through cycles, 11-year solar maximum and 11-year solar minimum cycles. So those are little tiny cycles or waves. But these are happening within much, much bigger historical cycles. And we have entered a solar minimum cycle that is going to last, well, start in 2020 and should go through 2053. And these things have happened many times throughout history. And this is called a grand solar minimum. So this is a cycle, but a very long cycle. Now, here's why this matters. The last time we had one of these was called the Maunder Minimum in 1645 to 1710. There was a 70% decrease in solar activity during that period. And the result was the temperatures plunged by somewhere between 34 to 35 degrees. And they called that the mini ice age. So the result on Earth was we had much shorter growing seasons, much, much colder winters. So much so, for example, that the Thames River in Britain froze over every winter for several winters. The canals in Holland froze. In the United States, the northeastern states had no summer. And the reason this matters is that the research done, and this was written up in Nature magazine, Dr. Sharma and shared with some of the experts on this, are predicting that this could be equally strong solar minimum. So the reason that matters is we're already experiencing, as you pointed out, the beginning of changes that appear to be setting this up. We've also seen on the South Pole, ice caps are increasing, not decreasing. And this is a secondary thing that I find fascinating. There's also all of this solar radiation that's coming down that really creates the weather on Earth has geomagnetic effects, too. There is a correspondence between increased volcanic activity and these we had the Hunga
Well, hold on. I'm sorry. Oh, darn. Wait, hold on. You're breaking up. You said there's a This is very important. You said there's also increased volcanic activity due to the same solar phenomenon. You got chopped up there.
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. So, yes. Geomagnetic energy. So all of this is just energy coming from the sun. Some of it's geomagnetic energy. And that has been correspondent to increased activity with volcanoes. So we had 2020 with Tonga, which was a volcano on par with Mount Vesuvius and the Pinatubo volcano. Massive, massive effect. One of the effects of those volcanoes is they throw ash into the air, and it can create a blocking of the sun aside from just the energy that would normally not be coming in the minima. So the point there is that instead of global warming, the science, if we're going to believe the science historically of climatology and of the sun tell us that if anything, we should welcome CO2. We should pray for global warming because over the next, well, between now and 2053, that is when we're going through this period.
And you predicted this, and we're seeing these records. One of the things you told me is what comes with this, and you talked about the Mondor minimum in the 1600s. You said we're basically going through that again, 70% decrease in the solar activity. You said this comes with famines. And you know what's weird? I'm like an obsessive gardener like you, Tony. You garden really well. I've had your food. It's great, too. But you know what I've noticed, okay? Just in my little garden, because I keep my notebooks, I always plant end of the third week of April like clockwork. Then I'm past the frost. Everything's great. That's been moved back a month now because we had that weird frost, May frost. I have to wait till the third week of May to be clear now. That is a month of growing time lost. That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it in my life. I've been gardening for years. Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
One of the things that Dr. Sharkova found is the most likely of this to reach its peak, the worst cold weather, is somewhere between 2028 and 2032. So this could be the beginning. And these are long wave periods. So it's not just like, oh, just all of a sudden it gets cold. It begins to get cold, and it gets a little colder and a little colder and a little colder, and it peaks at some point. And it was during those periods of peaking that the effects I had mentioned earlier in Britain and particularly the northeastern states of basically no growing season. So if we're already experiencing concerns about famine because of global warming and what they've done with our agricultural business because of this false premise, false science, but they're setting us up for a potentially really dangerous situation. So praise God and praise Donald Trump for starting to turn back all of this nonsense global warming and climate change stuff and perhaps put us in a position to do something about preparing for what could really be coming.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just little things in your life. You notice like all of I had my kids ask me for heavy blankets for Christmas. And another child just asked me like actually overnight, hey, I need one for my bed now. Why? Because when you do night after night of 10, 15, 20, you know, degrees, the house is cooler too. Now they're waking up cold in the middle of the night, something that hasn't happened to them in South Carolina mm-hmm. before. Just little things like that. The growing season being pushed past the month. But to me, Tony, what I've really noticed here lately, besides the blizzard in Florida and all, which is seriously weird, is just that we've always, like I said, gotten 20s and 30s over, you know, overnight in the winter, no big deal, but it's lasting, it's hanging around for weeks. We don't see that in South Carolina. It's usually a snap and then it goes back.
Well, we haven't in our little short lifetimes, but it's happened, as I mentioned earlier, many times throughout climatological and geological time. And that is what we're really talking about here is a massive wave change. I left something out. I find this interesting. I mentioned the volcanic activity increasing. I don't mm-hmm. know whether you've been following what's happening in the Aleutian Islands in the Pacific Northwest.
Wait, hey, you know, hold on. This sounds fascinating. Can you hang on for another segment? Tony Dale predicted it. Now we're seeing it. Does it seem like it's getting colder in the winter? Those signs are everywhere, including the 100-year record shattered 4 inches, it's an area of Florida that's now seeing a blizzard. 10 inches is the new record. Tony Dale says, throw out what you know. This is about solar activity, that we are in a grand solar minimum. If you're just tuning in, we were just talking about that in the last segment. The last thing that time this happened, we saw a 70% decrease. It was called the Mondor minimum. You think we're in it right now. And you said this also, the sun also impacts volcanic activity. And that's why we're seeing more of that. So that's where we left off. I was fascinated, Tony. Tell me what comes next. And of course, for those of you who remember Tony Dale, he's not just with Common Sense Retirement Planning, but he was also a very popular meteorologist in our area as well. So you are also a weather buff, Tony. So I'll let you take it from there. What else is going on?
Well, let's start with this. Let's start with cycles. Let's think of this. This is, you know, everything in the universe is energy, right? And energy is all cyclical. Whether you're talking about the cycles of weather or whether you're talking about economic cycles, you find the same things true in the investment world. You'll see these cycles of bull markets and failures and depressions and recession. That is all true. So if you were to judge the science of climate by what you saw in a 24-hour cycle, that would be a very short-duration cycle. If you were to judge what is likely to occur based on 1 year of weather, that still is not telling you about what long-term cycles of climate do. And so the science that is being called science, global climate change caused by man, if you think of it, think of the absurdity of this. Everything on this planet exists only because we are at exactly the right distance from the sun to receive the energy produced by the sun to warm us, to give vitamin D to our bodies, to grow our food. All of that is the way God set it up. And also just the right tilt of the earth toward the sun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that energy is interrupted or the sun begins to weaken in the amount of energy it's transmitting, tremendous changes begin to happen. And these cycles have happened time and time again. But the arrogance to think that something like driving automobiles or using fossil fuel is going to affect overall climate is absurd to the extreme. So all of this, it's the same type of lie we were told with COVID and will be told again probably with bird flu. Except this time, we've rearranged the entire system of how we deal with weather based on a false premise. So the correct premise, if you study climatological history, just like the correct premise, if you studied political history, would have told us that constitutionality and republics work better than communism. So, too, do we see that if we study and believe that we could have a repeat of the grand solar minimum that happened back in 1645 to 1710, that was called the Maunder minimum. There was one that happened back in the year 300 to 800 called the Wolf minimum. And this one that's coming, now this is a freaky thing too. One of the things that the models are showing on this particular one is it could be possibly even a more extreme event than was the Maunder minimum. So let's go back to your original question about the volcanism. And right now, Mount Edgecombe, which is up in Alaska, and several offshore underwater volcanoes have been showing unusual activity just in the last few weeks. But this has been reported pretty widely. And Mount St. Helens has been rumbling again. And the reason scientists postulate this is happening is because some of that energy that we receive from the sun is in the form of magnetic waves. And those magnetic waves, when we have a solar flare, for example, that geomagnetic energy affects satellites. It can cause an electromagnetic pulse. We know about that. But it also can have effects on geology, in this case, volcanism, and potentially earthquakes as well. And since these two things are correspondent, well, that would lead one to believe that this is evidence of the very predictions of what happens during a grand solar minimum like we've entered in 2020. And again, it's not going into 2053 and peak according to Dr. Sharkova and Dr. Sharon and Popoff, somewhere in the 2029 to 2032 period.
So this unusually cold weather that we're seeing, blizzard in Pensacola, like, thing, you know, records shattered, weeks of cold when normally it snaps in the South. Is this about as bad as it's going to get, Tony? Because you said this is going to last till, you know, the 2050s. Or is it going to get colder than this in the winter?
Well, the answer is, again, history. So here in the United States, back in that last Maunder Minima, in the period between 1645 and 710, there were recorded periods of which they called them the years without summer. It never warmed up completely to a normal summer. The ability to grow crops was dramatically affected. There were famines that happened during this period, particularly happened in Northern Europe. And I guess the answer to the question is, how long might we see increasingly colder weather continue? Because, I mean, if we're to believe history, climatological history, what we're in for is a pretty long run of this stuff, during which we could see similar effects. I think part of that equation is also, I would suspect you'd see movements of people away from those northern climes coming south, trying to get warmer. You would see a lack of crop yield. You were talking about gardening earlier, Tara, as I said, you do it, as do I. But anyway, I believe that is what the science is showing us, that we have, you know, a pretty good long run ahead of us between now and eventually 2053 before the grand solar minimum ends. So global warming ain't a problem, I'm afraid.
Apparently we need some more of it. Somebody just texted me, Tony, and thank you so much for joining us this morning, Tony Dale. Somebody just texted me, Trump has even solved global warming. Yeah, I don't know if we want it solved this well, though. Thank you, Tony, for joining us to talk about this unusually cold weather, which you are predicting we're going to have more of.